in Jesus. Tonight I have victory in nothing else tonight but in Jesus tonight. Tonight, as a born-again believer, I want you to understand this. You're not waiting on victory. You're not waiting until you die to get victory. You're not waiting until you get put in a casket and put in the ground to get victory. When you was born again, you got victory in Jesus Christ. You got it. You don't have to wait on it. You don't have to muster it up. You got victory in Jesus. And I want to show you that tonight, why we have victory in Jesus. 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 1, I ask you to stand. We will reverence the reading of God's word tonight. The Bible says, 1 John 5 verse number 1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, there's freedom in this place tonight. Lord, I'd ask for the Holy Ghost of heaven to sit down and just encamp amongst us tonight. Lord, I'd ask it to search hearts tonight, search mine. Lord, I'd ask tonight, Father God, that you be over every prayer request that's been mentioned. Lord, I lift them up to you tonight, Father God. I won't name them because I may miss somebody, but tonight you know in the throne room tonight exactly every name that was mentioned and every name that was not mentioned. And Lord, tonight I pray for the Christian tonight that may be walking around. And Lord God, they're waiting on victory. I want to tell them tonight that the Bible says that we already have victory tonight in Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray tonight as we study your word, and we say it's been good to be in your house. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, for the ones that are sin sick. Lord, I pray tonight for the ones that are dying, going to hell, that needs to be touched by the Holy Ghost tonight, need to be saved by grace, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, I pray you'd reach down on their heart. Father, I pray you reach on my heart, the ones I, Father God, tonight that needs to be brought to my attention to pray for. Lord, I pray you just burden my heart with a lost person tonight in a mighty way. And Lord God, I pray you put somebody in my path that I can witness to. Lord, I pray you put it in the path of this church. And Lord God, we can share with them the victory that we have in Jesus tonight. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for the cross of Calvary. Thank you for the blood. We ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. You may be seated tonight. The Bible says tonight that we have victory in Jesus tonight. Tonight as we come in 1 John chapter number 5 and we start looking in verse number 1, we know that John, when he comes here, he writes that when a person believes in Jesus, at that very moment they receive victory in Jesus. Tonight, if I want to tell you what victory is tonight and what victory does, victory is this. Victory is to win, to overcome, to conquer, or to defeat an opponent tonight. If you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, as we've been going through the book of John tonight, he's talking to believers tonight. And if you've been saved tonight, you're already an overcomer and you already have victory in Jesus tonight. That blood of Jesus Christ is what saved you from your sin. And at that moment, you got victory over sin. You got victory over Satan tonight. But as we understand tonight, as a believer, we shouldn't walk around life when we have been delivered because act like we've been defeated because we have victory in Jesus tonight. Tonight, I want you to know, tonight I must not walk around on my feelings. If I walk around and I feel depressed and I feel let down and I feel like I'm not overcomer, that's one thing. But tonight, I must know in my mind tonight that I'm an overcomer by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. You know when old Satan, he got defeated by Jesus out there in the wilderness. You know what Jesus said? Jesus didn't go on his feelings. I'm sure for 40 days and 40 nights as Jesus was out in the wilderness, if he went with his feelings, he'd tell you that he was hungry, and the Savior was hungry. But he didn't go on his feelings. You know what he said? He went with what his mind knew, and he kept saying, "For it is written," the Bible says, "for it is written," or "it is written down that I'm an overcomer, that I can do all things." He kept reminding Satan of what he was in Christ Jesus. And tonight, what I want you to do tonight, if you feel like you don't have victory and you're not a winner tonight, I want you to remind old Satan that you have victory tonight, not in what you do, but who you put your faith and trust in tonight, which is Jesus Christ. And I want to show you through this text tonight four things that we know that we have victory in Jesus tonight. Number one tonight, we see in verse number one, we have victory in Jesus because it gives us a relationship with God. The Bible says tonight, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. We have a relationship tonight with God. You know what? We was bought back, or we was born again by Jesus. You know, when we was born, there's a sin nature that's born inside of us. And when we reach that age of accountability, the Bible didn't say what that was, or it didn't give us what that was. But when that person reaches the age of accountability, and they know what's right and wrong, and they know they've sinned against God, at that moment, they're accountable for the sin that is in their life. Up to that moment, they're under the age of accountability. If something happens to that individual, that child, or whoever that may be, that person will go to heaven. But when they come to the age of accountability, at that moment, the blood of Jesus Christ has to be applied to their life. And that, what that does is that brings back that relationship between God and man. And we're here, and God's here. And the only way to get to where God is through the blood of Jesus Christ and through the cross of Calvary. And tonight, when we get born again, we have victory in Jesus because it brings that gap, it bridges that gap, and it puts us together. It brings us back into fellowship with God tonight. Tonight, Peter said in 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 23 about being born again tonight. And tonight, here's what he says, that relationship that we have with God tonight. In 1 Peter 1:23, the Bible says about being born again or being bought back. He says that relationship that we have tonight is by Jesus Christ. Peter says being born again tonight. You know what being born again is not? It's not reincarnation. It's not that you're going to be reincarnated and get another chance. Tonight being born again is that your spiritual man has been born again, has had a new birth. That old man's dead and there's a new man on the scene, and Jesus is living inside of you and I tonight. That's why we have victory. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. He says tonight in verse number one of the text, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. You say, preacher, is that all I got to do to be born again? Is to believe that Jesus is the Christ? Friends, tonight I want you to know in the authority of God's word tonight is that when you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you believe that He died on that cross for your sin, and you repent and ask Him to come into your life, and He says, you at that moment, that individual is saved and they are heaven bound. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight I want you to know there's nothing I can do to work up my relationship with God. There's no righteousness, there's no good I can do. The only thing God accepts to put man back in fellowship with God is the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood of Jesus Christ is what satisfies God. And he says this, that number one, we have victory in Jesus because that victory gives us a relationship with God. I want you to know tonight, I thank God for that tonight, don't you? He set that plan up. I thank God tonight that He didn't tell me I had to work a certain way or be righteous or be good enough or be a member of this church or that church. He says tonight that we're born again by an incorruptible seed. Hey, tonight I want you to know that seed tonight, it don't have no corruption in it tonight. It says incorruptible tonight. The seed that we're born again with tonight, the seed is Jesus Christ tonight. And when He comes inside of you and He plants Himself deep down inside that individual tonight, I want you to know there is a relationship that goes to God. But number two tonight, I see in the text, not only in verse number one, we have a relationship with God because we've been bought back by Jesus, but I see tonight we have a reverence to the Word of God, and that produces victory in Jesus. Tonight, look what he says this. This we know, and I love this. When you get a relationship with God, we have a reverence to His commands tonight. You know, tonight He says this in verse number 2, by this we know, that we love the children of God. We love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous tonight. Tonight, as we study the Word of God tonight, we understand that the commands He gives us is not grievous tonight. Can we keep all the commandments? Why, Lord, no. We can't keep them. That's why Jesus had to die on the cross. But just to say we can't keep them don't mean we don't obey by them. We try to obey to the best of our ability tonight. And as we study this text tonight, when somebody is born again, the commandments that God gives us is not grievous tonight. It ain't no yoke that's hung around our neck tonight, but we love the commandments of God. We love God tonight. And I want you to look at this tonight, Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 21 tonight. If you'll turn with me there, the relationship with God, that's one reason we have victory in Jesus tonight, because that blood puts us in right standing with God. But also we love His commandments. When you've been born again tonight, you have victory over them commandments, so they're not grievous no more. And tonight I want you to get this. I love this in the Bible. Jesus says to be reverenced to them commandments tonight, that would be to keep or to guard something that means a lot to you. You know what, tonight you'll never see security guards probably at McDonald's, because there's nothing there just to be secure. There's nothing there to take care of. Hey, tonight I want you to know, if you bought a safe and you put it at your house and you stuck that safe somewhere in your house, take your garbage every week and stick it in that safe and lock it up and take care of it? Why, of course not. What do you put in a safe? Something that you secure or you take care of or you cherish in a mighty way. And tonight I want you to know that Word of God tonight, we must love it and we must cherish it tonight. He says tonight that we're born again of that seed tonight, and it is the Word of God tonight. I understand when I hold this Bible and I hold it in my hands. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. I'm holding Jesus, amen. I understand tonight when I hold this Bible, I'm holding Jesus. When I get this Bible in my lap and I sit down every morning with a cup of coffee in the Word of God, it ain't long, I understand. It ain't the coffee that energizes me. It's the Word of God tonight. It'll get inside a person and it'll energize them tonight. And as we get to that and we start reverence the Word of God tonight, and it's not grievous. You say, preacher, how do you know it's not grievous? The Bible says so. And in Matthew 6:21 tonight, here's when it don't get grievous. Look what He says. For where your treasure is. And that's what He's talking about tonight. It's not grievous tonight, whatever you treasure. Tonight, whatever you treasure in your life, whatever you love, whatever you collect, whatever you keep tonight, whatever you stand guard against tonight is what you're going to love. Friends, tonight I want you to know, when you get in love with the Word of God and you start studying that book and you start reading that book will start studying you. Can I get a witness? And that book, it'll start reading you, and it'll start revealing things in your life, and it'll reveal things in my life tonight. And He says this in verse 21, for where your treasure is. And I ask you a question tonight. Where's your treasure at tonight? Where's your treasure at tonight? If all your treasure is at your house in a safe, you ain't got much of a treasure. Your treasure should be laid up somewhere beyond the blue, amen? Or be laid up in heaven. He says this, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Whatever you're in love with, that's where your heart's going to be. And let me show you this in the text tonight. He says tonight that we have this victory in Jesus because that's where our treasure is. And if you'll turn with me tonight, what we do with them treasures tonight that we hide in our heart tonight, and we keep it or we got it, or it is the commands of the Word of God tonight. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Turn with me to Psalm 119:11, talking about that treasure tonight that's being stored up in heaven tonight. What we do with the Word of God tonight means a lot in our life. What we do with that Word tonight, we study that Word, we examine that Word tonight, and we reverence them commands. That's why we have victory in Jesus tonight. You know what tonight? If I never read this playbook tonight, and I never read the Word of God tonight, I would never know that I had victory in Jesus. I would think that when I died is the only time that I'll finally get victory tonight. I would think when I do things right is the only time I get victory tonight. But tonight, when I got saved, I understand the Bible tells me that I have victory in Jesus at that moment. And I reverence that Word tonight, and I go to it. Psalm 119:11, the Bible says, we're talking about hiding something. It's not grievous, and we hold on to it tonight. The victory that we have in Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 119:11, Thy Word, there it is, Thy Word have I hid in my heart. He said, that Word I've hid in my heart. I've reverenced the Word of God and I've hid it in my heart. He said, that Word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. The psalmist knew that the more Word he put in, the less sinning he was going to do. There's no other way around it. Oh, we're going to completely quit sinning? Why, of course not. We're sinners. But let me tell you what it will do. The more words you put in, the more you'll realize that you have victory in Jesus and what you need to stay away from tonight. If you never study that word, you never read that word, you never pick up that word tonight, you're going to be on milk most of your life as a Christian tonight. And you're never going to understand that you got victory in Jesus tonight. Number one, because you've been reconciled to God. But number two, that you reverence and keep His commandments. Right where you're at tonight. He says that we hide that word in our heart tonight. Stay right where you're at and go down just a few verses to verse number 16. Not only do we hide His Word, but we delight in His Word tonight. You hide that Word in your heart and you delight in it tonight. Psalm 119 and verse number 16, the Bible says, I will delight myself in Thy statutes and I will not forget Thy Word tonight. That reverence of His Word tonight, we do not forget what God's given us tonight when we understand the Word of God. But I love something else tonight. He says this, that when we reverence them commands, we keep them, we hide them, we hold on to them tonight. And when you do that, when somebody's preaching to you, somebody's teaching you, or somebody's talking to you, you'll understand error when they speak it tonight. If you'll study that Word of God and you'll examine it in your life and you'll put it to the test tonight. He says, number one, we have victory in Jesus because He's reconciled us to God. But number two is because of the Word that He's given us, or the reverence to His commands tonight. This book tonight is our way tonight. It is what we read tonight and we understand. Look what He says in verse number 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. So I see when I reverence His commands, number one, I hide His Word in my heart. Number two, I delight in His Word. There's things in this Bible that I don't like. I'll be the first to agree. There's things in this Bible I do not like. If you read it, you're going to find things you don't like. I can do all things through Christ. Everybody loves that. For God so loved the world that He... Everybody loves that. But when you get over there and somebody's wrong with you and you got to forgive them, huh? When you get over there in the book and it says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And He gave Himself for without spot, without wrinkle. Now that gets different. That gets, you got to love somebody. Man, that gets different. And then there's things in that book that I'm not going to say that it irritates me, but it challenges me to a point that I have to get to that place that I study that word and figure that word out and understand tonight that whole Bible is a counsel tonight, and I must understand that I got victory in Jesus. And what He shows me in this word is not to hurt me, but it's to help me tonight. And tonight, if there's one thing and another thing I see in the Bible that it teaches me in the word tonight, is that I must study the word. I must not only hide the word, I must not only delight myself in the word, but in 2 Timothy 2:15, you can turn there tonight, I must study the Word of God tonight, not only as a preacher tonight, but as a believer tonight. I must study that Word. If I want to answer tonight, and I need God to show me something tonight, anything you need in life is found between these two pages tonight, but from cover to cover tonight. Anything you need tonight, He'll show you in that book tonight. He'll show you the way. Look in 2 Timothy 2:15. I love this tonight. When we read that Word and we reverence the Word of God tonight and His commands, we see tonight that we hide that Word, we delight in that Word, and we study that Word of God. Man, I'll never forget when I got saved and born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. I say this all the time. My pastor never told me to read the Bible. He didn't have to. He didn't have to. I realized somebody loved me. Man, I got in love with the book. If the man that loved me wrote the book, I want to read the book. If the man that loved me wrote the book, I want to read the book. At home, and I tell this a lot about love letters me and Brady wrote back in the day. She won't write me a love letter no more. She sends that little emoji with the kissy face. You know what I'm talking about? That's all cute. Do you send it to a man? You know how you got the emojis on the side of your phone and your thumb's a little bit too big and it hits that and it sends it to your buddy? And he sends back and says, what in the world is that? I said, man, I'm so sorry. My wife said, man, it's got hung in there. I didn't mean to send it that way. Listen tonight. Okay, maybe y'all ain't never done that. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm the only one ever done that. That emoji ain't for them. That emoji is for the one I love. Lost person don't understand this book because they ain't realized the God of the book yet. And they don't think it's for them. This book, you know who it's for? It's for the saved. It's for the lost to find the way. But it's for the way to stay on the straight and the way. When we read this book, and this book challenges us tonight, number one, we read the book. Well, of course, we read the book. But we study that book. The reading it's one thing, but the studying it's something total else. Total a whole lot more when you study that book. Look what he says tonight in 2 Timothy chapter number 2 in verse number 15. He says, study. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God. You know, when I study this book, I don't force to study to show myself approved to you. I don't study this book to show myself approved unto you. I study to show myself approved unto God. I study this book to show myself approved. And one place old Satan wants to get you tonight to make you think you're not approved is in your mind. He wants you to think that you're not. Anybody that's a nurse, doctor, or anything, they just didn't wake up one morning and say, I think I'm going to be a doctor. And went there and started cutting on people. Anybody's got education here didn't do that. You just didn't go to school teacher. Sister, you didn't just go to school and be a school teacher. Just go in there and say, I'm going to teach. Well, who do you think? What gives you the authority? I just want to. I'm fixing to get at it. No. You had to go study. You had to go study. Why? Because he says, I want you to study to show thyself approved. In the world we live in, I truly believe this, we have victory in Jesus Christ when we study the Word of God and we show ourselves approved unto God. Tonight, I want you to know I have somebody that I look up to, and his name's Jesus. God tonight. And tonight, I want you to know this. It doesn't matter who knows I study in this place. He knows if I study or if I don't. He knows. And he says this, I love this in the book. We have victory tonight because we can study. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He said we divide that word of truth tonight. Number one, tonight we get to that place and we understand that we got to study it to show ourselves approved unto God because we're workmen that need not to be ashamed. Have you ever been around somebody and talk about the Bible and you just quieten down and you hush down because you may not know what they're talking about in that place? You ever been? I've been there. They bring up something in the Bible and I not know it. They've been studying on it forever. But what I have studied, I know. Why? Because I've studied the Word of God. And how do you know it, preacher? How would you know it? Because God lives inside of you. And if I'm studying His Word, He's the one who's going to teach me how to understand His Word. Let me show you the third thing tonight that we have, victory in Jesus. Man, that victory comes tonight, number one, because we have a relationship with God. Number two, because we reverence His commands. What a victory that is tonight. But number three tonight, I want to share this with you in verse number four, is because we have rest in God through Christ Jesus. We have rest tonight. Rest. If there's one thing everybody in this room needs, we just need rest. You ever just been tired? A while ago, Brother Austin Law has walked in. You've had a long day, ain't you? Pretty long. And he walked in and looked like he was dog tired when he sat down beside Brittany. And Bellamy, man, I'm telling y'all, God shows you things. Bellamy's standing up here, she's playing, having a good time, and she sees her daddy. And first thing she does is, Daddy! And off that stage she went, right to where her daddy was. You know what she finds in her daddy? Rest. You know what tonight I find in Jesus Christ? I have victory because I could rest in Jesus tonight. If you're looking for rest in this world, you'll never find it. If you're looking for rest in your money, if you're looking for rest in your home, if you're looking for rest in relationships, if you're looking for any of that, you'll never find it. The only place you'll ever find complete rest, I'm talking about when you lay that head down, there is rest. Rest for the weary is only in Jesus Christ. That's where victory comes, is in Jesus Christ. Let me show you this in the book. Look what he says in verse number four. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Why, preacher? Why do we have that rest in God? Because our victory comes through Jesus Christ. Because we have peace in God. 2 Corinthians 5:7, the Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Sight's telling you right now that you don't have victory. Faith tells me I do have victory. If I go on my feelings, it'll tell me I don't have victory. But if I go by faith, what the Bible tells me, it shows me I do have victory. I have peace in God. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. Turn with me to Romans 5:1 tonight. I want to show you this tonight, the victory that we have tonight. Number one, we have a relationship. Number two, we reverence. And number three, we rest. Romans 5:1 tonight, that rest that's in God through Jesus Christ. I believe tonight, I'm just going to share this right now. God just prompted me for this. I believe in the security of the believer, by the way. I just want everybody to know that. And you say, why? And I told somebody this day, I don't even know who I told it. I was telling somebody, because when Jesus found me and He saved me, I was going to hell in a handbag, literally. Satan done had me snitched up, zipped up, toting me straight down, and the God of glory reached down and he saved my soul, nothing I could do, not one thing I could do but call on the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost convicted me. I got saved, and it's never been the same tonight. Listen to me tonight. And when he saved me, he sealed me. And he has got me right where he wants me. He's got you right where you want you tonight. But old Satan's wanting to tell somebody in this place tonight that you don't have victory. You got to wait on victory. Tonight, when you got born again, you got victory at that moment in your life over death, hell, and the grave. I don't know who that's for tonight, but I want to give that to somebody tonight. You got victory tonight in Jesus Christ. He's put that on my heart. Man, I hear a lot of people that walks around and act like they don't have no victory. I have victory tonight. I can say I'm the happy pastor. I can have a smile on my face tonight, not because I don't go through trials and things in my life, but because, man, I'm secure in Jesus. Just got to share that. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace. We have peace with God through what? Through who? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. So see tonight, I can rest because I'm not justified by my works. I'm not justified because of who I am, but I'm justified by the faith that I have in Jesus Christ. That gives me peace tonight. All right, let's move on just a little bit. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians 15:57. Victory tonight. Victory tonight. The rest in God. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God. Whew. I am so glad it didn't say thanks to Brother BJ. Ooh, you know what kind of burden that'd be on somebody if you had to listen, you know what kind of burden it'd be on you if the only way you got to heaven if you lived it? You know what kind of burden would be burdening you down if you the only way you're gonna get in is if you live good enough. The only way you're getting in is if you did right enough. The only way you did good at the end of your life if everything was perfect. The only way you're getting in. You know how miserable a person would live their life if they had to live that way? They'd have no freedom. They'd have no rest. But tonight he says this. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God. God set the plan up. Which giveth us the victory through. He set the plan. All we got to do is believe it. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. What we have tonight is in Christ Jesus. We have a relationship with God. We have a reverence to God. We have rest in God. My last point I want to share with you is this. We have victory in Jesus because we have a reason to keep on keeping on. Tonight, just because I know I have victory, just because I know I'm going to heaven. I don't know what's going to happen from now to you know the dash? Y'all have heard preachers preach it. You got the beginning, you got the dash, and then they put when you die. You know the dash? People say, you better be careful with that dash. I ain't worried about the dash. You hear me? Listen to me, I'm not worried about the dash. That dash doesn't give me victory. What gave me victory is the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't know what all is going to happen in that dash. A lot of times we major on the minor and minor on the major. The major things is the blood of Jesus Christ. And all I know is that when I trusted in Jesus, he took care of that dash in the middle. And whatever goes on in between that dash, the blood of Jesus Christ will cover it. Whatever takes place throughout that dash of my life, Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus will cover it. He said, but thanks be unto God through Christ Jesus. Not through nobody else tonight. When I put my faith in Christ Jesus, it gives me a reason to live tonight. If I had to make it to heaven any other way but besides the blood of Jesus, hell would be my home. I want you to think about that real good. Because if anything I can do to do anything different tonight to give me victory, it's going to remove Jesus. It's going to take Jesus and belittle him a little bit. If his blood can't keep me, I'm not putting him as strong as I say he is. Brother Lee, you're going through a battle. And you believe that Jesus is strong enough to bring you through it. Not Lee Markham. Jesus. When we pray, I pray for you every day. I pray, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Pray in Jesus' name. Why? Because it's Jesus that's got the power. And Jesus is what we plead on people. We plead over the blood of Jesus. And tonight, I want you to know in the world we live in, so many people think they're working their way to heaven. You can't work it to heaven. You can't work it enough. The work that had to be done on Calvary. And he didn't hang you and he didn't hang me on Calvary. He hung Jesus. He said, we have peace through Jesus Christ tonight. If you're trying to work your way to heaven, you're trying to be good enough to go to heaven, you don't have no peace. Peace comes when you lay down at night and you say, I messed up all day long. It's been a day. But I ain't lost my salvation and I ain't going to lose it. Thank you, Jesus. It's through the blood. If I could lose it, I'd have lost it yesterday. Everybody listening to me? If I could lost it, I'd have done lost it today. How, preacher? Something I done would have took it. Because I promise you, it ain't all been good. Well, what are you betting on? I'm betting on Jesus. Every day, I say, Lord God, help me through this day. I've put my faith in Jesus. We sung a song Sunday morning, I trust in Jesus. What are you going to say when you get there? What are you going to get? What are you going to give? You ain't going to give nothing. When you get to heaven, when you get there, you got victory already here. You don't die here to wait to see where you go. When you leave here, you're done gone, either heaven or hell. There's no in-between place. It's either you're saved or you're lost. My victory's already. I'm not waiting until he waves. I try to get a checkered flag, looked everywhere. I can't find one. I'm not waiting to get to heaven for him to wave the checkered flag. He's done waved it over my life when the blood was applied. He waved it, folks. He waved it over my life. When the saved gets to heaven, they're going to be standing at the mercy seat of Christ. They're going to be standing there at that mercy seat. When the lost gets there, they will not be at the mercy seat. They will not be there as the judgment seat. They'll not be there. They'll not be there. So what do you mean? When the lost dies, they won't go there. They'll go to the great white throne. The great white throne judgment. They won't get a chance then. It's over. The chance is here to be justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that gives me a reason to live. When I have a bad day, he's got me. When I have a good day, he's got me. So what I want you to know tonight is you have victory in Jesus. Victory. Have you ever messed up and old Satan made you feel like you was a failure? You said something, you should have kept your mouth shut. You said, oh, why'd I do that? You ain't lost nothing. He growing you. I'm going to show you this in the last verse. Woo-hoo, glory. I just got to preach on that every once in a while. Ooh, it just does me good. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that don't cuss. He that don't drink. He that don't drug, listen to me tonight, drinking and drugging ain't going to send a man to hell. Not believing in Jesus Christ is what sends somebody to a devil's hell. I hope everybody gets that tonight. I hope you get that tonight. Listen to me tonight. Is it right? No, it's not. It's not. I'll be the first person to tell you tonight, no, it's not. No, it's not. Sin is sin tonight, folks. He says tonight, how am I going to overcome? How am I going to be that tonight? Man. Who is he that overcometh the world? How am I going to overcome the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. I'm going to share this and I'm going to close because I've done butchered this up. I'll share this with you. Go to rehab, broken lives, and get an altar, and the men want to be saved. I say, okay, where do you want to be saved from? First question I ask them, where do you want to be saved from? They said, well, I want to be saved from drugs. I said, won't work. I want to be saved so I get my family back. So it won't work. I want to be saved so my kids, I have a relationship with my kids. I tell them in the altar, I said, it won't work. What do you mean? I said, you want to be, this is what you're wanting back. And you're not wanting to be saved from your sin and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. At that moment, in that altar, everything changes. These men that come up that wants everything received. See, we want restored, but we don't want to repent. If all you want to do is get saved, get stuff restored back in your life, your family, your marriages, your finance, all these things, you missed the mark. It's not that we believe on the Son of God to be restored things, but we believe on Him, we repent, believe on the name of Jesus Christ that we may have a home in heaven. He'd be our Lord, He'd be our Savior. I can't tell you how many men I've been down with over there. I can't tell you how many men. I was at Lamar County Jail one night, and there was this guy down there, and I wished I could think of his name. He's from Sullivan. He's a black guy. He's probably 6'8", 6'9". He is huge, tall. We was at Lamar County Jail one night, and the same message I was preaching. Same thing. He said, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. And we went back there to where he was at, and we knelt down with him. Somebody else kept preaching, knelt down with him. And I said, brother, what you? He said, I know. I just want to be saved. I said, amen. And he said, Lord God, I pray right now that you give me my wife, my family back. I pray you. And he just kept naming everything, and he went to get up. And not out of rudeness, not out of nothing, but, man, that's not salvation. He that overcometh believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. And I had my hand on his back, and this guy, man, I'm 5'7". He's 6'9". He whooped me any day of the week. There's about 20 more of them in there just like that whooped me any day of the week. But you know how you are when you're in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You got to tell the truth. So when he went to get up, I had my hand on his back. I just held him on down. I wouldn't let it. And he said, what is it, preacher? I said, man, not one time did you repent. Not one time did you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Not one time did you say that you believed that Jesus was the Son of God. Not one time. And I felt a man that, his body got so hot, I can't tell you how hot it got. And he started chuggling, started crying. And he started repenting. And he started asking Jesus to come into his life and that he believed that Jesus was the Son of God. When he come up from there, I'll never forget it. When he come up, he jumped up. That joker almost hit the roof when he come up. And he said, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. And he started screaming at, running around that jail, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. You know what he was saying? I've got victory, I've got victory, I've got victory. Amen. A couple months later, I seen him. He got out of jail, I seen him. And when I run into him, he got out of his car, and there was a bunch of people around. And he run up to me, this guy about 6'9". Here I am, 5'7". And he wraps me up, and he squeezes me. And he said, I thank God that you didn't let me stay in that false place that I was praying. I thank God that you told me the truth. Now I have victory in Jesus. Days, years went on. And every time I see that man, I don't care who he's with. I don't care what color he's with. It does not matter. We have a bond together. You hear me? And that bond is not nothing more and nothing less than the blood of Jesus Christ. Folks, tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is, who is he that overcometh? He that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you'll stand on that, you'll have victory and you'll be happy in what Jesus has done in your life. Tonight, I ask you a question. Do you have victory tonight? Do you have victory? Peace. That passes all understanding. It's the victory. You know you have a relationship with God. You reverence His Word. You believe everything in there. You lay down at night and you rest. And when you get up every morning, you got a reason to live. Because He lives inside of you. Now, I don't know about y'all, but this time in my life, I didn't care if I lived or not. Man, I hated to see daylight next morning. Life I was living wasn't no count, boys, ladies, church. It wasn't no count. Had a wife, had a kid. Every morning I woke up. You know, there's people every day that wakes up with a family and still don't have a reason to live. They got everything you want, and they don't have a reason to live. You know why? Because they're missing the main thing. Victory in Jesus. What about you? Put a smile on my face that I got victory in Jesus. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you tonight that my victory does not rely on nothing I do. Father, it's not what I can do. I can't do nothing. Even Paul said, I can do all things. Oh, through Christ. Lord, tonight, I thank you tonight that when that day comes in my life, whenever that day may be and this body's laid down, I will never enter heaven on anything but the blood of Jesus Christ. I won't enter in on my righteousness. I won't enter in on nothing I've done, not because I'm a preacher, not because I attend a Baptist church. The only way I'll enter in and be an overcomer, it's because I believe right now, I believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And He is your Son. And God, I thank you tonight that that's all it takes to put our faith in Jesus, to have a relationship with you. Lord, I pray tonight that whoever may be on the sound of my voice tonight, they're walking around not in victorious mode, but they're walking around in defeated mode. Lord, I pray they right now rebuke that in the name of Jesus and get a little victory in our lives. Oh, how great it is to be loved by you. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You are dismissed. By the way, we're going to vote teachers in tonight whenever they come.